everyone. Welcome back to the Queens of Social Work podcast. I'm your co-host, Queen P.
And I'm your co-host, Queen H.
We invite you all to join us this week as we share, laugh, cry, and learn through our experiences as women of color who happen to be social workers.
So let's get started. So in the age of social media, we find that people are still very, very lonely. You know, Queen H and I happen to be hustling and monetizing and getting these dollars out here. So every now and again, we'll see a client. We work with people who see clients, et cetera. And loneliness has been an overarching theme, surprisingly, especially during like the holiday and after the holiday, like this period, this beginning of the year season, there's been a lot of loneliness still. And so we want to talk to you guys about that today.
So today we have an oldie but goodie. We're bringing back one of our favorite guests from our episode when we talk about social work and religion. We have Queen J, aka Jerzia Blackman. She's a licensed clinical social worker, and she is based out of Texas, but she's originally from New York and also doing work in New York. So we want to have this conversation with her to see what she's seeing as well, and just kind of have a great in-depth conversation about what we can do or how we can address this issue or bring it to light.
Welcome, Queen J.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be back. It's such an honor to hear and speak to you guys again and to be able to address your audience again. Thank you. It's such an honor.
You know, we love you long time.
Aww, I love you all too.
So as Queen P said, you know, one of the things that have been coming up, and actually you see it in some social media posts, we see people more talking about, you know, loneliness, talking about, you know, having this connection or this ability to connect with people, right? The technology allows us to be able to connect with people all over the world, but yet we still feel lonely and cannot form connections with other people. There's challenges in really engaging people. And it's almost like, and I've heard people discuss that, like people don't know how to engage anymore. And we can say that is the younger generation, but there are people that are our age that don't know how to engage, right? Or how to really have dialogue. So what do you think about that?
I agree. I think prior to the pandemic, social media and like, you know, being a recluse or some form of it, right? Like there was still a healthy mix to it, right? Because although people were withdrawn or like we saw a lot of either adults, kids, you know, really invested in video gaming. And not only they began to build online relationships with like the video gamers and communities, right? But they still had to engage outside of the home, right? They still had either work that they had to go to or school or something that they had to engage outside of the home. But I feel like since the pandemic, so much has changed. We're working from home a lot more. Many companies have not reinstated like needing to go to the office. They're actually finding it cost effective to have people work from home and not pay rent and overhead and all that stuff. And so now being home or just isolating or being a recluse, it's sort of like more accepted, but we're seeing a lot of mental health, the residue of that, if that makes sense. So like, I don't know if it's just me that I'm noticing that it's since the pandemic that it feels like it's gotten a lot worse. And like now it's just hard for them to even form relationships. Like I feel like before we were encouraging, I know personally we were encouraged to form the relationship. Now they like, they don't have to, like they don't even have to leave the house. They're homeschooled. They don't have to form those relationships. You know, they're working from home. They don't have to. Now they're all shopping online. They're buying their groceries. It's being delivered. Everything's just delivered right in front of their door. So it's just so much easier to be isolated.
Thank you for sharing that, Queen J. You're absolutely right. I find that the pandemic really, really was the maybe the catalyst of a different flow of how we engage. It's almost like we lose the training and lose the sensibility of being around others. Even now, I recognize like when I'm engaging with people, there's a lack of awareness about oneself and about others in their environment. Like social cues are just kind of missing. People don't really care about social cues. We've definitely become, what's the word? Like desensitized to people in our environment because we're just in our own thing. Just like you say, Queen Jay, like being isolated. People are comfortable being alone. When I was back in school, there was a book called How to Be Your Own Best Friend. And people are absolutely tuning into this ideation of, I'm good. I don't need nobody. Yes, I buy my things demo on the internet. And that's all I need. I'm fine. Like I'm in my situation here. And it causes disruption because now those antisocial personalities are there. No one can really tell it's there because nobody is really paying attention to the cues, right? These borderline personalities are popping up here, there, everywhere. I think like on TikTok, somebody was saying how it's like a big deal on TikTok now. Everybody want to be borderline. You know, how y'all wanting to be ill? You know? There's a problem here. We are dysregulated as a society, and this isolation and desire to be alone, it's troublesome because we're losing the ability to engage with one another and to have relationships that are meaningful, right? In life, relationships are everything. Nobody's born by themselves, right? You need a mother to push you out. Right? You need relatives, you need family. You got to come from something, somewhere, something bigger than yourself. And I think we lose that when we don't actively jump in and actively participate and just take every opportunity to be alone. Queen H, look like something on your mind.
Oh, yeah, a couple of things come up. So I feel like that's on one hand, right? This desire to isolate because people feel people are trash. They don't have to deal with them. They don't have any issue when they pet. they can get everything they want at home and they don't need anybody else, right? But then you have these other people at their core who do need other people or want other people, but they don't know how to do it, right? So think about it. When we grew up, right? We didn't have all this technology. We were told, go outside to play. You find a friend in the neighborhood and you did it. Now, don't get me wrong. There were some people who were socially awkward and could not. And there were certain things that were going on. But I think now it's even more so because the kids, they don't go outside and play. Part of that is our fault, right? The parents' fault, because we don't reinforce that. They get on the technology, they'll play the games, they'll make their friends in their world, but they don't know how to make friends in real life, right? And you'll hear things like, oh, I wish I had a good group of friends here or do that, but I don't know how to make friends. And it's like, when did this happen, right? And I know there's a piece of it we can blame on technology, but there's a piece on it that we have to take a responsibility because we're not fostering the importance of how do we relate in the world, right? What, how you said, oneself and your environment, right? We have to, we're not born by ourselves, right? And even though people say that, oh, you were born by yourself. No, yes, you came out the canal by yourself unless you was a twin, right? Or a triplet, right? But you were not born by yourself. Your mother was there, maybe your father, I don't know your business. You know, the doctors, the nurses, like everybody was, you're not born by yourself. Just like it takes a village to raise a child. If you had that kind of community, you realize back in the day, like that's how children were raised. And we're not gonna talk about all the things that may have happened, right? But what I'm just talking about, learning how to foster healthy relationships, because then now when it comes to, for instance, we fast forward, everybody is a big woman, a big man, and they trying to date. People don't know how to date. Listen, y'all, we don't talk about ourselves too much, but I'm out here single in this world, okay? Out here dating. People don't know how to talk to you. You're on the app. They're saying weird stuff. They're forward, you know, telling you they want to lick this. Hello. What happened to hello? How are you? Yes, yes. People are strange and they're doing a lot of strange things, right? And so it's like, where do we fit all of this? I don't know. I'm just going on a tangent. Y'all tell me what you think, because I feel like what I said makes sense, but I just feel like it's so much.
I don't know. Like, I want to just throw some Bible in there, if that's all right with y'all. So the Bible says that it's not good for man to be alone. And it also talks about that God sets the lonely in families, right? And that the enemy wants to, like, pull us away from the family or people, right? So that he can isolate us. And then, like what our parents would say, idle mind is the devil workshop, right? It's like, if I can pull you away from people, things, and stuff, then your mind start wandering, then you're feeling lonely, then, you know, depression sets in and anxiety, and you feel like you don't have nobody to talk to and nobody cares, and you could die today and then nobody will even know, right? It's like all this negativity begins to set in because we're alone, we're being isolated, right? And even like you were talking, Queen H, it's that negative self-talk or taught behavior, right? Like, you were born alone, so, you know, die alone, whatever. I feel like that all is compiling before it was I feel like it was taboo before, but now it's like the norm, right? Like, now it's the norm, but now I feel we're seeing the mental health side effects of that. And we know there's nothing new under the sun. So if God wrote it years ago, whatever Bible you believe in, right? Whatever word you believe in, I'm sure whatever religion you believe in, it's not good for you to be alone. I'm sure whatever religion it is, there has to be some type of idea that it's not good for you to be by yourself, right? So there has to be a psychological or 1 + 1 = 2 reason why that was written years ago and it still resonates now, or we see the effects.
Yes, it makes sense. Queen, go ahead, H. It looked like you want to say something. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that makes perfect sense. You go ahead and say what you got, because I feel like you got something to say. So go right on ahead.
You know, we definitely don't talk about religion a lot on this particular show. And so I'm so glad that you're able to bring that lens with you. This is why your episode was one of the highest listened to episodes, you know, because you'd be talking the ting and people be like, yes, you know, yeah, I appreciate you, Queen J. So absolutely, we're not meant to be alone. Like I was saying, we don't come into the situation alone. So considering the fact that people have created this narrative about I die alone, I'll be alone, I'm born by myself as a coping mechanism for all the hurt, for all the pain, for all the trauma, and as a self-protective thing, like I'm good, I can just, but let me tell you, no man is an island. It's not by design. That's why there's a billion people in the world. We're not here to be an island. And so how do we help someone who doesn't reach out or doesn't even know that they need to reach out because they're busy being defensive? They're busy being hopped up on, I'm good, yo. Get out of my face, son. I don't need you over here. We good. Like, because that's somebody clearly who don't realize they need to be attached because they're busy being detached. How do we get someone to connect? You know, I personally am one of those people who I'm my own best friend. I'm very comfortable alone, but I don't feel lonely. And so Queen H has had to say to me, yo, Queen P, put a reminder in your phone to reach out to people. Reach out. Because I'm like, I don't got no friends. I'm good. Right? That's my self-protective stuff. That's me not trusting people because y'all bitches is trash. Okay? But here we are. And the more you recognize, like, hey, I am capable of building relationships, maintaining relationships, and that is important to me. I want to continue to do that. I think the more you recognize, oh yeah, like there's so many more people I want to engage with and interact with. So H is always like, did you put a reminder in your phone? Because you need to be reaching out to your people and them. Because I'm the first one to be like, oh no, I don't have no friends, blah, blah, blah. But I do.
May I jump in? So I don't know if you guys are aware, but I am getting my PhD. I'm currently in school. Yes, I'm going to get my PsyD. So I'm going to be a clinical psychologist. Still honoring my LCSW, but I'm going to be a clinical psychologist. So,
hey, congrats.
Thank you. But this is what I learned. Understanding personality types, right? So yes, there are introverts and extroverts, right? And personally, I do identify as an introvert. I think I'm an introverted extrovert. So I do well by myself. I love my alone time. I can sit in the car and not listen to anything and just sit and be. And I love that time. Like, I don't need to have friends and relationships. Like, I tell you, like, I don't necessarily call my friends. Like, I'm not a phone person. I'm not going to sit and talk to you on the phone for hours. Like, I don't do that, right? But when we do talk, we're going to talk as if we never missed a beat, right? And I do like events. So I do, you know, family things, and I go out with my friends, and I do have colleagues, and I do have, you know, really close colleagues that are now like family and friends to me. And I have that. I don't need it. I'm okay if I don't have it, but I do have it. So that's why I say I'm like an introverted extrovert, right? I think that's different than when you are isolated, right? Or when you are like, you can't form your relationship. So if you put me in a situation, although I may not want to get there, right? Like, I'm like, I want to go. Who signed me up for this, right? Or why, you know, I don't know if you guys seen that reel when your extroverted self made a plan that your introverted self don't want to attend, right? That's me all day, right? So I may not want to go, like, why the hell did I sign myself up for this? But once I get there, I can rise to the occasion. I think the problem is when they, one, don't want to be there, which is fine, which is what we're saying, right? You don't want to get there. You don't want to go there. But even when they do get there or go there, they can't form relationships. They don't know how to communicate. I feel like that's where the problem is, right? Like there was no practice, no way for you to test that theory or, you know, make mistakes or be rejected and experience that or be bullied a little bit. Bullying is not, you know, I mean, little name calling, you know, it might call you a little name or two. That's not bad. Like, that makes your skin tick, you know? It's, I think, what don't kill you, make you stronger? No. So I feel like we're not having that experience. And I feel like that's what's being compounded.
You know, I agree. I think there is also still a difference with sometimes how people respond to issues or things that make them feel bad when it comes to their relationship with others, right? I think for some people, like you said, that defense mechanism, I don't need anyone, right? That comes from hurt. That's not a genuine, I'm a loner type individual. I'm confident in myself, but I can still make friends, right? That's not that same thing, right? And I think what happens, the effect that has on the person does lead to mental health issues because now they're anxious in trying to develop relationships or being around people or interact with people. Now they don't know how to seek. What is the word I'm looking for? They don't know how to see connection, but camaraderie in a problem. So for instance, when you have a friend and you have a good friend and you have a problem, right? You may not need advice, but to talk it out with someone, right? And be able to talk and feel free to talk or speak is a whole different thing, right? You understand what I mean? And you're able to work it out. And sometimes just even hearing your voice and you're talking, you're like, oh, okay, I know what I'm gonna do with this, right? It's one thing. Or having a good friend that could give you good, solid advice, right? That's not too much like, oh, you know, you're all the way right. Know how to call you out, right? When you don't have that and you have to rely on your own self for everything, that can turn into a situation of, I don't want to say even mental instability, but there becomes a problem, right? There becomes a problem in being able to recognize yourself and what's going on, right? And as you said, the concerning piece is for those that do not know how to form relationships and what they do to form relationships, because you have people who will shun people and then people who will throw themselves on people to be friends with just any and everybody to be liked, right? And then they're getting this constant barrage, like it's a fake intimacy. It's not true intimacy in a relationship. Do you understand what I mean? A relationship doesn't have to be, I don't mean man and woman and woman, man and man. I don't mean romantic. I can mean even platonic, but it's still not intimacy because a friendship is intimate, right? They don't know how to really see like this person is for me as a friend. So even when you use yourself as an example, you can still form a relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Even though Queen P says, okay, you know, I don't like people end up, you still have relationships, right? You still, you're a married woman, right? If you could not, I'm talking about people can't even do that, right? They can't do a friendship. They can't do a relationship. They can't, a romantic relationship. They can't do no relationship. That is the concern and how technology is doing that. I saw a video, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to let y'all go. Saw a video of a man, he have a relationship with a blow up doll. This is girlfriend, and he getting married to the doll. Now, listen, I'm not here to knock people fetish. You understand? People like all kind of stuff. People buy fake pom-pom, people buy dildo, whatever. I'm sorry. I know, look, Queen J is a religious woman, so I'm just sorry. I don't want to put that, but you're also a social worker. So people say all kind of whatlessness to you. So I'm just talking stuff here. But people buy those things. That don't want to kink shame. Do what you do. Do what feels free in a healthy manner. It is when you feel that you cannot form relationships with a human being. Hell, not even an animal. You ain't got no cat, no dog. Fido, hello, this is my best friend. Nothing. You ain't talking to the dog, nothing. You got this doll, an inanimate object that cannot show you anything back, and you're trying to get married. You're having sex with a car. I seen a documentary about these things. You understand? So this is what I'm saying. A car, girl. So you know what I'm saying? These are the concerns. So when you're talking about pathology that develops because of this, right? That's the thing, right? That's the thing. And how much more so does technology encourage this? Because if I'm in front of the computer, we can talk here. We never have to meet in person. I never have to face rejection. I never have to deal with any of that. When we know all of those things make us human, all of those things forge us who we are. You know what I mean? That's just how I don't know. Y'all know what I'm saying.
I agree. I don't know if you guys know, because we do hard work. Now, I would say that, you know, we listen to really difficult stories. When I go home, I want to watch brainless television. Okay. So I'm not even going to name everything that I watch, but it has nothing to do with learning. I just want to say that. Okay. It's all ratchet TV. Okay, just to preface that. Now, not that I'm calling this next show that I'm about to name Ratchet TV, but I'm just saying, okay? So have you guys watched 90 Day Fiancé?
Yes, it's ratchet and I love it.
So on one of the episodes, one of the couples, they were actually struggling with this because they were met online, right? But the guy actually has no friends, and all his friends were virtual friends and this virtual community that he had and has. And so he was basically telling his new, you know, fiance that these are his friends, but this is something that he was friends with them for like 10 years, like legitimate years. And they've never met, they've never seen in person. Like they all they do is play games together and they consider themselves friends. Like how back in the days it was like pen pals. Maybe that's what it is, right? Like pen pal, that's a virtual pen pal. But for years, this was his only friendship. And she was really concerned about that because in her mind, she was like, if you can't formulate genuine face-to-face relationships, how can I trust that you can marry me and engage in relationship with me, you know, when you can't just click and dismiss me? Like, you know, you can't just turn me off because you're upset, or you can't just, you know, plug in when you need to play with me and then plug out when you don't want to play anymore. Like, no, this is you and me forever. So how can I trust that you can form a relationship? There's no evidence here for me to see that you have the ability to be in a relationship with me. So how can I trust that?
OMG. You're absolutely right. I don't know. I mean, there's so many thoughts I have about what you both said. Why can't people connect when we're not meant to be alone? There is some blockage there, no? Like if there is the lack of training, like you said, Queen J, earlier, like being bullied growing up in school, like you have to interact with kids in the street. Queen H, you were talking about going outside to play. You have to talk to your neighbors. You have to meet people in your neighborhood. Like you have to do those things in order to kind of survive where you're at, survive your environment, really, learn your environment. And the fact that we're not doing that now is really, it's heartbreaking because there is a lot of stuff that's developing as a result, like Queen H was saying. Not mental instability, but things are happening because we're lacking these social skills. And so, ladies, I want to ask, how do we connect?
So just want to preface this before anybody get the wrong idea. We are not condoning bullying. We're not saying bully everybody. No, you got to say this nowadays because everybody be ready to cancel. First of all, you can't cancel me. Thank you. Secondly, we don't condone bullying. People, mind your business. Don't talk about other people's children. Don't do that. But I also say this. If someone says something to you don't like, you say something back. And if they put their hands on you, you bust them in the head. That's how I was taught. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, long story short, how can we come run that back again, Queen P, because I done gone off on a tangent. What you said?
You know I'm here for it. Go off, Queen H, okay? I'm saying, how do we connect? Because we're not living the life we were living 20 years ago, 30 years ago, even 5 years ago, right? Because this is post-pandemic. And so people who were already withdrawn went right back in. People who didn't have the skills are still not with the skills. People are not in particular places that encourage people to get out, that encourage people to become familiar with others in their environment. People don't play nicely. They don't play well together. Control is a thing. Fear of intimacy is a thing. Low self-worth is a thing. Dependency, abandonment. There's a whole lot of things. And so how do we connect? How do we learn to connect?
We need to go to therapy if that's all was going on. Because that you talk about low self-image. This, you need to work that out.
These are reasons why people don't connect, though. Like on one particular, in one lane, there's all those things. The other lane is that we don't know how. What's going on? We don't know up from down.
We got to go to therapy and get to the bottom of it, right? We need to work on some of these. And this is just one solution. I'm not saying this is the solution. This is one solution for some people, right? You have to get to the root of it. Because sometimes for some people, the root cause is a situation that happened. It's not, this is what you've always done. This is not how you've grown up. There's something that happened. Someone treated you, your family wasn't right, whatever. And then you became, you know, whatever. So then we can deal with that piece. The others, I'm going to let Queen J talk about it because she's going for her side B. So come on, doctor.
Not the side B. So I think it depends on what the issue is, right? So I think we will have to address, because we know social work, biopsychosocial, right? So I feel like we have to deal wherever the client is, and we'll use the client, even though they're not our client, but just to preface that, right? Or use that as an example. So I don't think there's a cookie cutter, how do we connect answer. I think it will be depending on what the disconnect is. Right. And then it's like, okay, now let's create a formula for a particular connect. I think when we're dealing with social media disconnect, right, I think they will probably where you rebuttal, right? Because it is a form of connection, right? But I think it's imbalanced. There's no balance. And in mental health, we strive for equilibrium, right? That's where we want our clients to be, right? A place of equilibrium, right? Where we're not too much of this and too much of that. There's no balance, right? And so if we're talking about with social media issues, then I feel like there's no balance, that we have to find a balance there, right? Both of you mentioned like defense mechanism. If that's the issue of disconnect, then I think what Queen H was saying is the way to connect, right? It's we got to deal with the deeper issue. We got to deal with the hurt, right? And we know that avoidance works until it doesn't, right? So you can avoid, you know, dealing with that hurt, and you can be in that space. Like, I don't need nobody, I don't need nothing there, until you need somebody and you need something, right? That's when, you know, so it'll work until it doesn't work. And that's period. We know that as clinicians, right? Avoidance is one of those mechanisms, those defense mechanisms that work for a really long time. And it's very effective, right? Like intellectualizing, right? It's very effective until it just doesn't work. And, you know, I can't really recall right now on hand what the other root causes of the isolations are, but I think we will have to take each isolation issue and find the root cause and then deal with it differently. And I think that'll be our answer to how to reconnect.
Thank you for that, Queen Jane, Queen Age. I absolutely agree. I appreciate you guys and your formulations of lack of intimacy, loneliness, and the internet being the damn dumb. I appreciate y'all.
It's a cesspool. It's an entertaining cesspool sometimes, but it's a cesspool. I'm just saying, it is. It can be the root of all evil, but there's some information. Listen, there's some things I done learned on the TikTok. I'm telling you. But I agree, and I enjoyed this dialogue because I think it's just something that's been coming up in different aspects of the work that I'm doing. And so just to have the feedback, this is some of the things that you guys are seeing, and also hear feedback on what you would do or ways that you think about it, you know, helps me as I, you know, continue my work with people. And helping them through whatever part of the life cycle they're in. Thank y'all for listening. Thank Queen Jay for joining us again. You know we love to have you here, girl.
Thank you for having me. I love to be here. I hope I don't come once a year. I mean, y'all need to invite me more. I'm just saying.
We got something for you again. Don't worry. We might have to do religion and social work part two because people love that episode. That's right. Thanks for listening, guys. If you guys want to connect with us on social media, you can follow us on Twitter at the Queens of Social Work Pod or on Instagram at the Queens of Social Work. If you want more information on the topic we discussed today, feel free to check out our show notes or email us at thequeensofsocialwork@gmail.com. We'd really appreciate it if you rate, review, and follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.